When he sailed into the little harbor, the lights of the terrace were out, and he knew everyone was in bed. The breeze had risen steadily and was blowing strongly now. It was quiet in the harbor, though, and he sailed up onto the little patch of shingle below the rocks. There was no one to help him, so he pulled the boat up as far as he could. Then he stepped out and made her fast to a rock. He unstepped the mast and furled the sail and tied it. Then he shouldered the mast and started to climb. It was then he knew the depth of his tiredness. He stopped for a moment and looked back and saw in the reflection from the streetlight the great tail of the fish standing up well behind the skiff's stern. He saw the white naked line of his backbone and the dark mass of the head with the projecting bill and all the nakedness between. He started to climb again, and at the top he fell and lay for some time with the mast across his shoulder. He tried to get up, but it was too difficult. And he sat there with the mast on his shoulder and looked at the road. A cat passed on the far side, going about his business, and the old man watched it. Then he just watched the road. Finally, he put the mast down and stood up. He picked the mast up and put it on his shoulder and started up the road. He had to sit down 5 times before he reached his shack. Inside the shack, he leaned the mast against the wall. In the dark, he found a water bottle and took a drink. Then he lay down in the bed. He pulled the blanket over his shoulders and then over his back and legs, and he slept face down in the newspapers with his arms out straight and the palms of his hands up. He was asleep when a boy looked in the door in the morning. It was blowing so hard that the drifting boats would not be going out, and the boy had slept late, and then come to the old man's shack as he had come each morning. The boy saw that the old man was breathing, and then he saw the old man's hands, and he started to cry. He went out very quietly to go to bring some coffee, and all the way down the road he was crying. The boy carried the hot can of coffee up to the old man's shack and sat by him until he woke. Once it looked as though he were waking, but he'd gone back into heavy sleep, and the boy had gone across the road to borrow some wood to heat the coffee. Finally, the old man woke. "Don't sit up," the boy said. "Drink this." He poured some of the coffee in a glass. The old man took it and drank it. "I missed you," he said. "What did you catch?" "One the first day, one the second, and 2 the third."
"Very good.
Now we fish together again."
"No, I am not lucky. I am not lucky anymore."
"Hell with luck," the boy said. "I'll bring the luck with me. Lie down, old man, and I will bring you your clean shirt and something to eat."
"Bring any of the papers of the time that I was gone," the old man said.
"You must get well fast, for there's much that I can learn, and you can teach me everything. How much did you suffer?"
"Plenty," the old man said.
"I'll bring the food and the papers," the boy said. "Rest well, old man. I'll bring stuff from the drugstore for your hands."
"Don't forget to tell Pedrico the head is his."
"No, I will remember." As the boy went out the door and down the worn coral rock road, he was crying again. That afternoon there was a party of tourists at the terrace, and looking down on the water among the empty beer cans and dead barracudas, a woman saw a great long white spine with a huge tail at the end that lifted and swung with the tide while the east wind blew a heavy, steady sea outside the entrance to the harbor. "What's that?" she asked a waiter and pointed to the long backbone of the great fish that was now just garbage waiting to go out with the tide.
"Tiburon," the waiter said. "A shark."
He was meaning to explain what had happened. I didn't know sharks had such handsome, beautifully formed tails.
I didn't either, her male companion said.
Up the road in his shack, the old man was sleeping again. He was still sleeping on his face, and the boy was sitting by him, watching him. The old man was dreaming about the lions.